Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No grass growing here under our feet. We're ready for Friday and have been for a while. I can tell by listening to my crew here on the TJV program. It's November the 12th. And yes, we've decided we are one third of the way through the month of November. In 2 weeks, it'll be, let's see, is it Thanksgiving? Yeah, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from yesterday, right? I have it in my head.
Yes, right, yeah, yeah. 2 weeks.
Ah, that's the voice of Jay Kirshner, who's here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. The president of these here United States has signed a bill to secure telecoms against national security threats. Like they couldn't do it themselves. We're talking about the big boys like Verizon, right? And what's the name? Spectrum? Is that in Los Angeles? They have Spectrum,
it's
right?
Well, it's all across the country. It's a cable company. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're lousy, just like Verizon. So why are we protecting, are there small companies? Are we going to break these companies up? I guess that's part of the conversation. Telecommunications business is too concentrated in the hands of a few. So if Biden really sticks to his guns or does what he says he's going to do, these companies will be broken up. But that's not what this is about, it would appear. It's a bill that requires the FCC to secure telecommunications systems against foreign threats like the Russians, right?
It gives us a standard, you know, so there's like a sort of an industry standard of what cybersecurity looks like. Also, this is including blocking the what they call the covered list. And so Huawei and ZTE. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's kind of remarkable when you have it seems pretty rare. But we've had the last three presidents earmark these two companies as including, you know, President Biden, President Trump, and President Obama, all right, have gone after Huawei and ZTE. And this is, I mean, Trump sanctioned them a lot, but this is now actually making it a law. It's now illegal for us to do business with both of these companies. So it's a big deal in terms of there are a lot of these phones, especially cell phones. They're really cheap, and they're everywhere.
So how do you know if you're doing business with them, Victoria? How do you know? Can you look at the phone
brand.
And says,
yeah, does, the okay. brand. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, interesting, this is unanimous pretty much in Congress, bipartisanship, they're all talking about that. Marco Rubio and Ed Markey, a couple of the big phonies that are in the Senate, and Steve why do I know that name, Steve Scalise? He was, that's right, too. But this is also
he's in the House. Well, he's the majority whip, the minority whip for Republicans in the House. But he was one of the people who was shot really badly. I mean, he almost died at the congressional baseball shooting.
Right, remember that. There's also, isn't there a character on Law & Order SVU named Scalise?
Oh, there we go.
Right, yeah. That's really what he was thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking. Okay, so this is something that's important, but how do we get to this place with the FCC stuff, I understand. How do we get to this place with Chinese product like the Huawei and ZTE that we're talking about that are part of this? But why don't we just go after all of these Chinese products? Anything, everywhere, especially electronic stuff.
Well, because not every product is a threat to national security, and that's where this is starting. Cybersecurity is national security.
It's a threat to our privacy, though.
Well, right? Are you talking about getting rid of everything that's made in China?
Electronics. Let's start with the electronics. Right?
Well, not every bit of electronics, though, has the capability of spying on you.
How do you know? That's the question. We've identified Huawei and ZTE and some others. But how do you know when you buy them whether they are okay or they're not okay? That's the thing, isn't it? I mean, that's a confusing thing.
I don't think people buy smartphones with the intention of trying to avoid spying on them.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they don't.
These companies are really bad news. And, in fact, China used them to negotiate Remember when they had all of their, when they bought up all of the stuff for COVID, they bought up all the gowns and the gloves and the, all the PPE basically they bought up. Mm-hmm. After China, you know, because they knew what was coming, they knew what was going to happen. And so countries like France had to make deals with China to try to secure that for their own people. And in response, China said, well, we'll give you these masks and these gloves, but you've got to let ZTE, you've got to let Huawei into your country, yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. They want them in there because these devices actively spy on people. And so this is not by mistake that the government is trying to push them on other countries. So it's different. I agree with you that we should stop just getting everything made in China, but the pharmaceuticals that are being made in China are probably, well, I don't even know if they'll do less harm. Probably not. Terrible example. They could do more harm. But,
yeah,
you know, something that is sitting in a container right now waiting to get here is going to do less harm than these cell phones and stuff, these devices.
Well, I just think that we need to be more creative. We need to be, there's got to be a team effort here to get at what has gone on and what is going on with them. But, you know, the other side of it is somebody said, I think it was here the other day in some conversation I was in, why would the Chinese do this to us? Because we're their biggest customer. Why do they want to fiddle?
We've all said that here, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese they want to colonize us is what they want to do, and they've said it publicly. I mean, there's no surprise. They want to colonize America. So I've heard that argument too, but it's not about whether or not they want to kill us all. They want to have enough power so that they can colonize America. And this is not a conspiracy theory. There are videos, plenty of them, floating around that show people talking about this that are familiar with the desires and the wants of the Chinese Communist Party. So that's their end game.
Lovely. Okay. So Elon Musk, name in the news, sells $5 billion of Tesla shares. We got that info yesterday. So what's he going to do with the money? Is he going to make good on his promise to help?
No, it wasn't a promise.
Well, it was, okay.
He posed a tweet. It was a question that he posed in a tweet, but I don't know that he's going to really do that.
They're all doing this. These billionaires, this is kind of quietly happening right now because of the new capital gains taxes and the new tax code. So it's been a story floating around in the financial news primarily. It hasn't really made much of national news.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, that a lot of these guys with money are doing a lot of selling and shifting things around because they're afraid that they're going to lose it all next year when the new tax laws are in place. So
I thought the tax laws were in jeopardy and not going through because even the Democrats can't agree that this is a good plan. It's really not going anywhere at the moment. That's kind of a Mondo Bizarro thing, but
well, it's supposed to. They're still saying they're going to vote on it next week, so it's still in play whether or not they do. There's a lot of people who think they won't because for a couple of reasons. One, they don't have their rating yet from the Congressional Budget Office on the new redo of this plan. So that's number one. A lot of people will say, we don't want to vote on it until that. It's an excuse, but it buys people time. Then Senator Manchin in the Senate says that he may not, and he agreed to a lot of these changes, he says he may not want to sign it now because inflation already is a tax on the American people and they can't, he'd punt basically until next year, until January, to revisit Build Back Better because the inflation rates are so high. So will the House even go if they don't think they can get it through the Senate? It's still very much up in the air, but Pelosi says she's going to bring it for a vote on the floor next week.
So did she bring things up if she knows she didn't have the votes? Does she bring it up anyway?
Well, typically she doesn't, but like with the infrastructure and with this reconciliation bill, she said she's going to have a vote. I think it was either four or five times and then never ended up doing it because she didn't have the people to pass it through.
That's what the whip does, right? The whip gets the votes, understands what the counts are.
Well, just knows
before
how people are voting and then tries to change people so that they get their desired outcome.
Yeah, and how do they do that? They promise them things. They threaten them.
Did you ever watch House of Cards?
Yes.
The first season?
That was a great show.
What's his face? Kevin Spacey's character.
Yep.
He was the whip.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So what are they, what's the White House, what the Democrats, what are they going to do about Manchin and Sinema? Is there anything they can do?
I don't know. I feel really bad for Kristen Sinema, though, because she's in a state like Arizona. And look, I don't know how much stuff we'd agree on as far as politics go, but she's in a state like Arizona. So it's very purple state. And she was elected to serve her constituents, which seems is what she's attempting to do. Mm-hmm. This bill is not very popular, especially in a state like Arizona. And so she's getting like stalked. They're following her to weddings. I don't know. There was this story about people going into bathrooms with her and stuff. That's one thing. But she was officiating a wedding for one of her friends, and they went into the wedding and started chanting. The bride was in tears. I mean, it was just it's too much.
People just don't have any savoir faire anymore. People are jerks. There's so many. Everybody. My thoughts are more important than yours. No respect for people. So she has a point of view that's different than yours. So you're going to go in and you're going to make her life miserable? Why? How does that get good people to run for offices like that?
I'm all for telling our elected officials what we think. I think that's important. Well, it's an important piece of our country. But, like, there are just limitations. Like, if someone's taking a tinkle, like, can you just wait outside for a second? Or if somebody's getting married,
yeah, you lose human decency in it.
I know.
Mm. Well, the other thing I think that is a part and parcel to all of this is whether or not the Democrats are falling apart. That's one of the issues. That's what some of the news media people want you to believe. They'll work on getting it together. Let's put it that way. All right. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with a reminder about the special deal at MyPillow. Right now, you can get the usual $69.98 standard MyPillow for $19.98. Yes, you heard me correctly. The standard MyPillow usually sells at retail in the box stores for $69.98. Now you can get it for $19.98 by going to MyPillow.com. You click on the radio listener specials page. There's a big square in there. Just put DJV in there, and you can get the standard MyPillow for $19.98. They got lots of them, and they want to sell them, move them along. So use that promo code. And when you look at the MyPillow product catalog, you'll see lots of other things in there that you might like to have. From MyPillow. There are all kinds of great products. They're all 100% made in the USA, washable, dryable. So click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and when you get to the Giza Dream Sheets, for example, you got the BOGO deal there. The promo code DJV. Buy all that great stuff to help your family and your home out. MyPillow.com. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. That's free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
After the hour on the Friday DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is going to fill us in on the latest from Meghan Markle, who we haven't heard from, right? It's been, what, 3-4 months since we talked about the royals, so let's get into that right after this. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Okay, so many of us, when we are given the chance, are interested in what the royals are saying. And I was thinking about the interview with them because Oprah's got that big interview this weekend with, is it Sunday? Yeah, Sunday.
Adele
interview, right? So the last time she did a biggie like that and got that kind of a paycheck was with the royals. And Meghan Markle was pregnant. Wasn't she at the time?
Yeah, she was pregnant at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right, so what's happened to that baby? How's the baby doing? That's my question.
I think they're all good. They're all doing well.
You'd have heard of it if they weren't.
Thriving.
Right.
Living their best life.
So what's Meghan Markle off onto now? And Meghan,
well,
too.
she and Harry, they were at the New York Times Deal Book Online Summit, and she was talking about social media and how there's a like button and then comments. There's really no dislike button. So if you don't like what someone is saying, the only alternative is to post something negative. And she was saying that maybe perhaps that could be curbed if there was an unlike button.
Yeah, what an interesting idea. Nobody else has ever come up with that.
YouTube has it, and it seems to do pretty well. If people don't like something, they just click that thumbs down and they move on with their day.
Well, it gives you a chance to sort of not have to be so negative if that's... I think that's because she has been the victim of all that stuff, she and her husband. So that's a great idea.
Well, I think it is very useful, and a lot of social media companies are looking at addressing the like button and removing it completely, because a lot of people feel like it's negative for your mental health. Mm-hmm. To like live and die by how many likes each of your, you know, your posts get. So I don't know, but yeah, I mean, a dislike would definitely work, because if I dislike a YouTube video and I click the thumbs down, I've gotten it out of my system. I don't need to then go on and write a bunch of horrible stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think it could work. I don't think
have you done that?
What?
Written a bunch of horrible stuff about something?
I mean, no, not really. Very rarely. If someone posts something that's just so egregious that, you know, I'll tell them where to go, but that's about it.
If it's about you, you mean, or in general?
No, in general. If it's something racial, or if it's something, you know, just idiotic or whatever. I can't even think of an example, honestly.
Somebody else may not think it's idiotic. All right, so what about you, Jennifer? Do you do a lot of liking and then look at something and say, I got it? Or because, well, we're all public figures, so, I mean, it's going to follow us one way or another. I'm amazed at how many people listen to this program. Also follow DJVshow.com, but they also follow DougStefan.com. I think that showed up when the birthday stuff last week, didn't it, Jay, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I post stuff. I don't necessarily... I read the comments more than I, like, live and die by the likes. A lot of times I'll read comments. I've never really write comments on people. I'll like people's stuff. I feel like everybody's platform is their own business. So, you know, what am I supposed to do about it? And But a lot of people don't feel that way. I can't tell you how many people send nasty things in my direction because of politics or something. It's just...
Yeah.
And things that they would not say if they were face-to-face with you.
Totally.
Nope. I got balsam, as it were. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors has announced the new community charging program to install up to 40,000 Level 2 EV chargers across the U.S. and Canada, including the underserved rural and urban communities where charger access is limited. The initiative is part of GM's recently announced commitment to invest nearly $750 million to expand home, workplace, and public charging infrastructure through the Ultimum Charge 360 ecosystem. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, the mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and he's not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film, Dolphin Tale, has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As the Biden administration is pondering the idea of closing down a propane and energy pipeline between Canada and Michigan for a what-if scenario, one Michigan lawmaker says this will hurt all that depend on the energy source. Michigan State Senator Lisa Tice on Fox News says Line 5 closure will hurt those in the UP or Upper Peninsula the most.
What happens to the people in the state of my district, and frankly the entire state, is increased costs. Energy costs are going to go up. Actually, all our costs go up. So our grocery costs go up, our medicine costs go up. It's not just at the pump. And we're experiencing what's happening at the pump every time we go there. We see the price go up and up and up. They probably more than double.
Wow.
And frankly, up in the UP, they're estimating that their costs will be over $300 a month. And these are the people with the lowest median income in the state.
Ms. Tice says the Michigan governor is following a political narrative instead of listening to the people of Michigan.
Well, she's playing to her political base. So this is something she ran on, but no, actually, I don't know her. I spent 4 years in the House, and now I've been in the Senate for almost a full term. I've yet to meet her. Our pocketbooks are already maxed out. We've got the COVID inflation covering absolutely everything. Like I said, our groceries, our fuel. We can't afford to have this go any higher.
Double check your email inbox and spam folder because Microsoft may have left something in there for you. Earlier this week, a few people noticed $100 gift cards for the Microsoft store suddenly appearing via email, and the company has confirmed it sent out 50,000 of the codes to U.S. customers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour on Friday. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with the gang. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you're hungry for good conversation, this is a good place to get it satiated. Winter weather alerts. Yucca. So, 2 million people across the northern plains getting blasted by the first blizzard of the year. There were 8 inches of snow in the Dakotas, it looks like. The November blizzard warning, kind of rare, actually, from what I remember. What do you think, ladies? We had snow in New England last October 31st, and within 24 hours it was back up to the 60s, and the snow was gone. And maybe this is, people say, oh, it's global warming, climate change.
Yeah, well, it was 66 yesterday in New Jersey, so... That's incredibly warm for November.
It really depends on where you are, too. I mean, for us in California, like, it doesn't really get cold or wet until January anyway. And so there have been Christmases that have been 85 degrees. And so it's been a little warm this week. But I think, is Colorado, like, the weirdest state on the planet when it comes to the weather?
Well, because
I think it's amazing.
The Rocky Mountain states.
Like Denver will have snow in October, and then the next day it'll be nice weather again. So I feel like there are certain places around the country that are more likely to have kind of the weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then
Middle Tennessee right now, we're at that time of year where you just have to dress in layers because it will, within a 24-hour period, it'll be in the upper 60s and drop all the way down to the lower 40s.
A lot of winds if you're on the East Coast, no matter where you are, unless, well, kind of the mid-Atlantic up to the Northeast. Where you are, Phil McGinn's at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Heavy rain expected until 9 or 10 this morning. New York until noon, Boston until 4. This is a very fast-moving storm. Rain will be done by the end of the day. And then it looks like, you know, we're back to somewhat whatever normal weather is, as Victoria pointed out. I will tell you, I'm very thankful for it because we've had such a horrible season on the farm. We're still getting, I have 40 acres of hay in one central location that I haven't touched yet. So I've been bringing the equipment over the last couple of days so we can get at it. And as soon as the storm system is out of the way, we can get at to, the essence of getting it all done. There's even things, we didn't have a frost until last week. Normally we'll have a frost mid-October to late October, but it was pretty late. So anyway, the rain goes away, the sun comes out, although, placate you, Victoria, apparently God has decided that there will be a November chill for the next 4 or 5 days, and then it'll warm up to the 60s again. There you go. All right, everybody's happy. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears, conservatorship all over today, right? Is that the story, Jay? Is it all over? It's finished.
We'll find out. Yeah, Judge Penny is going to rule whether or not the conservatorship should come to an end or whatnot. And this is the first hearing since her father, Jamie Spears, has been kicked out.
Yeah. So is she the one, Linda Penny, is she the one who's been all along the judge in this case, or wasn't there some?
Yeah, she's the one that has, you know,
there was a first
potentially
judge
in Jamie's pocket.
Exactly, yeah.
Well.
The whole thing is so corrupt.
Yeah, it is. It's the system, the court system is so corrupt. Okay, so speaking
of
the...
This is not a comment on her work, but wouldn't Judge Penny... I mean, that's a great name, isn't it? A great character name, Judge Penny.
Judge Penny.
Isn't it?
Right. Uh-huh.
Makes me think of, like, Inspector
Judge
Gadget
Judy.
For some reason.
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
totally.
Gadget,
that's exactly right.
The crew member that's suing Alec Baldwin is named Serge Svetnoy. He was the one who held Ms. Hutchins' head as she was dying. The story about Rust goes on and on and on, and one wonders where it all goes at the end. What are we going to find out? What will be known, and how much will things change? Remember The Rock said this week, no more real guns on sets of movies that he's in? And I think some other people have said the same thing as well. So this guy filed a lawsuit in L.A. Superior Court, Jennifer, claiming the producers, and that's Alec Baldwin basically, who fired the revolver, were negligent and responsible for that. I don't know how do you hang that on Baldwin
or any actor?
Well, not as an actor, but as the executive producer. He was in charge. Yeah.
Well, he was.
So if it was anybody who was just the actor, they would not.
So the producer in some cases means that they pay for they're there to represent the money, or they're actually running the show. Like the Broccolis are the producers of the James Bond series. It's their deal. So that's the extent. I remember reading something about Baldwin saying that he'd seen this story and he had to make the movie himself, and so that's why that came up. He must have gone to the studios to try to get them to do it, and they wouldn't do it. That's usually what happens, right? When you can't get something done on your own with enough horsepower, then you, okay, I got the money, I'm going to produce this myself and see what happens to it, or with it. So, see where that goes. So, Victoria, Notre Dame football says they're going to Ireland in 2023. How much have they gone? They go to the Aviva Stadium in Dublin to play. This is the University of Notre Dame and the neighboring. So we go over there, we play a professional football game in London. Is this what this is?
Yeah, the NFL does it too. So yeah, this is a big tradition, and Notre Dame versus Navy is a big rivalry, and obviously because of COVID, they've had to put it off for a couple of years. So they're scheduling it now. So I was surprised to learn that something like between 30,000 and 40,000 Americans fly over
over there
for those games. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But it's also great for tourism in Dublin. They love it.
Fun.
That would be fun.
Well, Americans are the big deal in Ireland anyway. As you know, from New York and New Jersey and Boston, there are flights that go over. I think there are two or three flights a day that go to Dublin, and then there's another one, I think, that most of them go to Dublin, but at any rate.
Well, Shannon has reopened.
Shannon is open, yeah. So, but they have Americans living over there who work for the what do you call it, department, and they actually have set up the customs people have a whole thing. So you go through customs in Ireland to get into the United States. So you don't have to go through customs when you come back to America. It's already, you already have done it over there, which I find that really tells you something about how many people are going to visit Ireland. It's not a bad ride. I mean, from here, from Boston over there, it's less than 6 hours.
Yeah.
It's like going to the West Coast. Same thing.
I don't think that's new either. I want to say that the last time I was in Ireland, it's already been 5 years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. I think maybe 2015, maybe 6 years ago. And you went through, you clear customs before you leave. Dublin going into JFK.
Yeah, they've had that for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Nice, though. Yeah, it's great. Because no one wants to do that at JFK.
Well, also, it eats into your time that you have to kill at the airport as well.
Yeah.
You know, like you're actually accomplishing something instead of just sitting around waiting for your flight.
So what do you do if you're a parent and your son plays hockey and you live in Danvers, Massachusetts? They've had a lot of problems with racism there and anti-Semitism and homophobia. This is high school. So why hasn't it stopped? Is the question that a lot of people are asking. It's not only, this is an example, but there are lots of different examples of this, even down at the high school level. How do children, which basically a high school freshman, sophomore, you're still the child. How do you get this bigotry? How do you have, how do they have, the players have Gay Tuesday and Hard R Friday and things like that. I don't get how it happens at that age unless it's all over the fabric of the home. How else do you get this way? Unless you find these things in social media. There have been a lot of children at that age who have been victims of this hatred and bullying, and it seems to start with the boys' ice hockey team. But the town itself must be. Danvers is a fairly quiet community north of Boston. There's not much there. I didn't know this was going on. But apparently the middle school this week was covered with graffiti. So even down to the middle school. And I think the question is, why does it happen or how does it happen? Where does this stuff all come from? Is it obvious? I'm looking at a story from the Boston Globe today. The town's educational leaders, that is superintendent of school, they don't seem to be able to do or don't seem to want to do anything about it. Again, they can go on and on with the examples, but how does this stuff start and how do you deal with it and how do you fix it? Much as anything else. Yes, no? Is it something that can't be fixed? Once it's there, it's there.
I mean, I don't know. I think it can be fixed. It's really hard to make this one example because I think the idea that everybody is so racist is just so overblown. Everybody has stereotypes, period, end of story. Yeah. I don't think there's a person on the planet walking through life. It's how our brain organizes things, unfortunately. But there's a lot of taught behavior. I mean, Boston has been pretty notorious for having divisions in racial groups for a long time. I would imagine that probably leaks out into other places. I would think it comes from the home. It comes from schools. Why do you think, I mean, it's not some talking point when I scream about critical race theory here. It's the fact that it's acting as a divider to us. It's making people different. You're victims or you're oppressors. You're vaxxed, you're unvaxxed. You're a Democrat, you're a Republican. Everything that's being pushed at us is about dividing us and about characterizing the people on the other side in a certain way. And that's just, it's silly. Life is just one big gray area. And everybody is trying to always make it black and white. And most of the time,
perspective.
99% of the time, it is not.
Is it human nature to focus on what's wrong? Are we wired for it? 1,000 years ago,
well,
if we were around.
Well, people love to talk about stuff that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, look at how when you get older, oh, my knees are aching. All right, you know.
Well, yeah, there's camaraderie and complaining.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, what an interesting phrase, Jay.
Misery enjoys
company. We do it here. We're all exhausted. Absolutely. And so we come around and we're like, oh, thank gosh, it's Friday. You know, thank God it's Friday.
All right, you want to fix the problem? Here it is. Today is National Happy Hour Day. Something that most of us associated with fun after work on Friday. Got its start in the Navy right after World War I. Happy hours got started. Actually, this was during the Mexican-American War. Yes, we have been at war, folks. And those of you who didn't study it, the occupation of Veracruz Harbor, American sailors aboard the Arkansas were the subject of desperate reporters looking to find out the silly stories. As the fighting, you know, went on, notices in the Washington Times, May 1st, 1914, quote, the happy hour aboard ship makes U.S. TARS, short for Tar Heels, slang for sailors, contending that after a busy day, happy hours boosted morale, and also, I guess, with boxing matches, that kind of stuff, drink and smoke and be merry. At any rate, the happy hour is, ladies, you do happy hour?
Sure.
How do you
Every hour is happy hour.
It's the happiest hour.
Thank you.
Jen hosts happy hour right in her office.
That's right. Right. Come on in. Bring your styrofoam cup.
I've been there. Her father's got more bottles of wine than you find in a liquor store.
I'm rivaling him. That's
are you really? Okay. All right. Drink up. It's 47 after the hour. You're listening to the Friday DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. Healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scan.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fifty-three past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week when it comes to the world of technology. Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alibaba owns like a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. But yeah, so Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian, and Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly. Apparently, they're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. Number four, talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
Well, that's a good question. That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines, and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
Yep, good idea. All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
Yeah, so Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Awful. Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spy. It's a spyware company that's based in Israel and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones. And this goes up to very high level. You know, this isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers. And so this spyware is everywhere. And so NSO is not happy because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So it's getting to be more and more complicated. And it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week, going back to Robinhood. Remember them?
Robinhood, the trading app, yeah. So Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it. If you freeze all of your credit reports, no one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. With credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.